In the late 90s, you did Mrs. Lennox and the Gift of Falling Snow. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, I created these paintings in the in the 90s, a series of men in ball gowns. I think part of it was just what I was seeing at AIDS fundraisers. There were a lot of AIDS fundraisers then. And we didn't have the support from the local public, so we had to work our own group of society to fund it, to pay for it, to make the money. Charles and I were lucky because we included our clients and got them involved. And, you know, we now have the Charles Fadres Tulsa Cares building, and we have a fantastic agency which takes care of people with HIV, AIDS, and hepatitis C. And I saw some things that I had never seen before. And I was so fascinated by the fact that I had never seen it that I wanted to paint it. And that's when the series of Mrs. Lennox came about. A drag queen, I think that's the wrong statement for him. He's not a drag queen. He is a performance artist. There's a vast difference. I've seen a lot of drag queens. There's a vast difference, I think, in terms of performance. I saw him at a party, and I just couldn't take my eyes off of this bald man that had on a pearl tiara. I just couldn't take my eyes off of him because it was such a strange contradiction of subjects. And I didn't really know him very well. I walked up to him, and I said, I think I have to paint you in this outfit. Would you pose for photographs? And he was very flattered, and he said, yes. Well, I since then have done 4 or 5 of Ken in different outfits, and his performance character is called I call him Mrs. Lennox. And that's because I thought Ken in drag looked just like Annie Lennox. So I was convinced that he probably looked like who was the lead singer in the Eurythmics. And I was pretty sure she was quite theatrical. And I was sure that this is probably what her mother looked like. So that's how it became known as the Mrs. Lennox paintings, is Annie Lennox's mother.
Where does the Gift of Falling Snow come?
Well, that came much later. That came much later. That came after I moved really to New York. In fact, the first painting I did in New York was about the Gift of Falling Snow, which was just currently in a show at Philbrook.
And the Mrs. Lennox painting sold?
Well, the one, but it wasn't of Mrs. Lennox. Oh, the Mrs. Lennox painting sold to straight people. Nobody gay bought one of these drag queen paintings. The mayor of Tulsa bought one, Kathy Taylor, the former mayor. They all went to collections. I have 3 left. In New York, I went to a documentary. There were things that you could see in New York you couldn't see in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I went to see this documentary on AIDS, and I was just so overwhelmed by it. And I came back, and I had found that the illusion or the portrayal, I was trying to figure out a way to paint about this with symbolism. I didn't want people to know how scared I was. A lot of it was about fear. Mm-hmm. I have a disease that has no cure. If I stop taking my pill, I'm dead in 6 months, maybe. Mm. Maybe less than that. Well, I'd already had diabetes. Hell, I got another one I have to deal with. Please, please. You know, when I grew up, my dad didn't believe anybody ever needed to go to the doctor, even though his brother was a doctor. So we never were allowed to go to the doctor. And so we cure everything with Vicks and aspirin.
Yes.
Well, I still do. But now all of a sudden I have things that are happening that will kill me. Just simple as that. That's why in the Coronas heyday, I stay in almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got too many targets on my back.
You have two big targets that are bigger than, well, they both could take your life. All of them. Right?
Hell,
you don't need
I'm not going to flunk this pandemic. I flunked the last one. I'm not flunking this one, so help me God.